Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus flagrantly mixes his metaphors and starts talking about wolves and trees. The first thing he says is that there are some who will come among you as wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, we've all heard that expression, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Jesus says to watch out for them. Then instantly, he shifts the image and talks about trees and their fruits. He says, you will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? So every sound tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears evil fruit. A sound tree cannot bear evil fruit, nor a bad tree good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them by their fruits. So, who exactly are the wolves in sheep's clothing? And who exactly are the bad trees that we can recognize by their bad fruit? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The wolves in sheep's clothing and the trees who bear bad fruits are the hypocrites. They're the ones who put on a good outward appearance, but actually they're unwilling to grow in virtue or intimacy with Christ. Basically, they're unwilling to change. That's why, right after talking about the wolves and the trees, Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and drive out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. That's a terrifying image. There will be people whom everyone is convinced that they're super holy, super righteous, that God has blessed all their work. After all, they're prophesying and driving out demons and doing many mighty works in God's name. But on the last day, Christ will send them away, calling them evildoers. So what's the sign of someone like this? An evildoer who looks holy, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Well, the sign is their fruits. Jesus says it twice. You will know them by their fruits. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus says that a good tree will bear good fruit, and that a bad one won't. So, what counts as good fruit? Well, it's virtue. And fortunately, St. Paul gives us a good list to start with. In the 5th chapter of the Galatians, he says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Let me give that to you again. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, of course, examining fruits isn't just so we can carefully evaluate other people. It's primarily so that we can carefully evaluate ourselves. Because we can try to justify ourselves by our public personas. Lord, haven't I gone to Mass every Sunday? Don't I have the right political party? Haven't I been a good person? Well, look at the fruits of your own tree, the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How are we doing on those? Because lacking these fruits is the mark of a bad tree. And perhaps more importantly, it's also the mark of a wolf in sheep's clothing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus tells us that these hypocrites, those who put on a good show, but really don't want to change their lives, they are ravenous wolves. In other words, they are a serious threat to those who are really trying to be the true sheep of the Good Shepherd. Why? Well, have you ever spent time around people who claim to take their faith seriously, but everything that comes out of their mouth is toxic? The anxiety, the frustration, the anger, the contempt, the criticism of others, or the irreverence, or the dissatisfaction of not having more money or more power or more appreciation. I know I've been around people like that, and it is spiritually toxic because it normalizes being a vicious Christian. And before you know it, striving for holiness, striving for perfection, doesn't seem all that important because they've trivialized it. That's why Jesus says, "Beware of the false prophets who will come among you as wolves in sheep's clothing. Beware of the people around you who are exuding worldliness and selfishness and discontent from every pore. Look for the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your companions. And if those fruits aren't there, be very careful about how much time you spend with them. And watch what effect their company has on your soul. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a really simple way to continually grow from vice to virtue and bear good fruit. Just read or listen to the Word of God, like we have been doing here, and then think about it and apply it to your life, like we have been doing here. And then make a resolution to put something into practice that day. Then you will always grow in virtue. But if you never think about the Word of God, and if you never apply it to your life, and if you don't consciously, intentionally practice some virtue every day, you won't grow. The problem is, we have the tendency to backslide into vice, bad fruit. So pick one of these virtues to work on today. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And work on it all day. Then let's see what God wants you to work on tomorrow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, if I asked you a question, would you give me a very, very honest answer?
That really depends on the question. Maybe it shouldn't depend on the question, but what do you want to know?
What fault do you think I should work on, and what virtue do you think I need to work on that I don't have? That, you know, you teach all this stuff, you lead these meditations, okay, big deal. But what fault, vice, sin, weakness do you think I should work on?
I am not trying to placate you, if that's the right word. I personally don't see any glaring thing that you need to change.
Well, maybe not any big thing. Like, I did stop my habit as a serial killer.
Oh, well, I didn't think that was too important.
But the things that we might consider little stuff that maybe would make me less of a good husband or a good son to my elderly parents or good father or friend.
I think you're doing great right now. Maybe it's this might surprise you, but I don't actually spend hours in meditation reflecting on all of your faults. But if you'd like to, I could start.
No, but you spend a lot of time around me. And,
sure. But if anything, I'm often, and I'm not saying this to be kind, if I could tear you apart, I would. But I'm often surprised, if anything, by, I expect, say I storm into work and I'm kind of frustrated and I think, he's going to be all frustrated with me because I'm all frustrated and I'm kind of piling things on in my head. And then you walk in and then you're just perfectly pleasant and you diffuse the situation immediately.
That's because you are the most valuable component to this work.
And you're like, man, if I break this and one
if
part.
If I lose you, the work is done. What were you reflecting on with this meditation about wolves and trees?
You can't redirect this.
No, I can't.
I answered your question. I answered your question and you were very good. What if I asked you the question? What important thing? And you can't say tardiness. Okay, if that's the problem, you can say it.
Okay, you can ask me the question.
Yeah. What virtue could I work on right now?
I think one thing is that you make life too hard on yourself by your perfectionism.
That's a little too true. That's so true. That's so unbelievable. I don't know how to change that in myself. How could I? What would be your advice on how to change that?
Well, I suffer from the same thing.
Yeah.
And I reap a lot of bad consequences in myself for perfectionism. So what am I can answer it this way. What maybe do I need to do to work on my own perfectionism? Mm-hmm. I think, first of all, I think we need to start paying attention to what we say to ourselves and the story we're constantly giving ourselves.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of self-criticism.
I have to tell myself to shut up a lot.
Yeah.
If I struggle with silence, it's because in silence I just sit there, like I just start telling myself whatever bad thing I think has happened to me again and again, to the point where I'm constantly catching myself and just going, why are you talking about it? Why does it matter? Why are you repeating it? Why are you telling the story? No one's here.
Yeah.
But also, I think you're very right on, I think even in this meditation, I'm just sitting here thinking, okay, like, what are the 50 things I could be doing better? I got to do so much better. I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect yet.
Yeah.
Oh, you just read my mind.
Well, I mean, it's 'cause what I suffer with.
Yeah.
How do you think this meditation comes about? Because, so I'm not saying that we should become complacent,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're pretty hard on ourselves and we need to practice some kindness to ourselves.
Mm.
I think a lot of times we're not kind to other people because we're at first not kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's really true.
And Jesus said, God said, love your neighbor as yourself.
If I'm ever thinking less of someone else, it's because I'm trying to hold them to my bizarrely high expectations for myself that even I can't attain.
Yeah. And remember, was it yesterday we were meditating on Edith Stein, that last quote,
mm-hmm.
where she said, you know, finally we will become small and humble,
yeah.
because we'll realize that there's so much we can't get over. But it's not, we can be kind to ourselves for this reason, because we can't make ourselves perfect. We can't make ourselves holy. We can't even make ourselves good. We need to try, but only Jesus can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'd probably make more progress if we were kinder to ourselves and had a little more sense of humor about our own imperfections.
I could take that.
That's,
I can make that resolution.
I'm just saying that's what I should work on.
I agree.
Well, that could be our resolution.
That can be our resolution.
But to be more kind to ourselves and a little more sense of humor.
That still sounds tough.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation. Wait a minute. You got to promise to cut the first part of that.
Nope. I'm complimenting you. It's true.
Well, one day they'll realize how extravagantly I paid you so that you would compliment me.
Yeah. I do this for free. The paycheck is just for that, for my silence.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.